Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
It's open house night in Seattle's Freehold Theater, where creative types are sampling some classes for free. Those who've gathered range in age from barely out of college to closer to retirement. Some are plaid-wearing hipsters, and others are more comfortable wearing elastic-waist pants. There's an acting class.
You play Othello, you get to strangle somebody. You know what I mean?
And a voice class. I decide to crash Playwriting 101. Instructor Elizabeth Heffron is passing out a bunch of photographs.
Does everybody have a picture?
After each student chooses one, she asks them to imagine, but not to overthink.
No judgment, just notice them. Just try and notice as many details, specific details about this person as you can. And just allow the photograph to sort of soak into you.
Heffron's showing her students the psychological and physical process of playwriting. Now it's time to take the character from the page to the stage.
I want you to stand up, and you are going to become this character. Where is their center of gravity? Because, you know, some people, it's from their nose. You know, some people are all heavy. The other people, it's coming from somewhere in their torso or their chest. And then I want you to kind of, we're just going to crisscross the room. And when you run into somebody, I want you to say hi to that person.
Suddenly, the room fills with characters.
Hi.
A 60-something Manhattan woman, a Capitol Hill bartender, and a young activist gathering signatures. Freehold's located above a couple of bars in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood. During performances, you can hear bottles getting recycled out in the back alley. It offers a wide range of courses, from improv to combat fighting to clown work. There's also a conservatory-level acting track. It started 20 years ago, when a group of theater folk felt there was something missing in Seattle. There wasn't a lab where actors could take classes and try out new things. Artistic director Robin Lynn Smith co-founded the organization.
In New York, people work all the time. In Los Angeles, you study when you're not working. Here, we wanted to have an opportunity for people to have that option to keep challenging themselves to go further. And then for creating work, we needed someplace for experimentation and risk was really at the heart of it.
So they built their sandbox and invited everyone to play.
Letting people from all different stages of their work, including inspired novices, come in and really experience the practice of acting or writing or directing.
Those novices have included truck drivers and high-tech workers. Malik Ali is 32 and used to work in finance, but she hated it. So she quit, taking a job as a security guard to pay the bills. She enrolled in all sorts of classes, like photography and filmmaking and acting.
I'm a learner. Just my character, like I would be sick when I was a kid and I would insist that my mom take me to school. And so even though I finished my formal education, I still take classes, all types of classes all the time.
She meets me at Starbucks, still wearing her security guard's uniform, a navy windbreaker and dark slacks. Eventually, she found her way to Freehold, where she discovered playwriting.
I don't feel as vulnerable when I write. And actually, I feel more free, and I give myself permission to be more self-expressed through these characters and to say things that maybe me as Malika wouldn't allow myself to say.
Years ago, when she was meditating, a scene involving two characters took root in her imagination.
It was like I was sitting in a theater and I was watching these two people having this dance and relationship.
The scene became a play. It's called The Purification Process, and it's based on the story of her aunt who was diagnosed with breast cancer.
It had a personal relevance to me and something that I was working through and trying to figure out and understand and heal.
Lee spent August writing in Freehold's new play lab. And then she helped cast and produce a 20-minute excerpt performed at a recent two-night showcase. In the excerpt, Cynthia, the character who has cancer, is laying out her options to best friend Tanya.
I should just let nature take its course.
You're thinking about not doing anything?
It crossed my mind.
What? Why? You have everything. You're beautiful, smart, successful. I mean, look at your house.
Malik Ali sat in the back row and took it all in. The actors on stage saying her words.
I want you to respect what I want.
The audience laughing and engaged. After the applause and some audience feedback, she thanked her actors and her director because, as she puts it, if it takes a village to raise a child, it also takes a village to nurture an artist. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.